We've been on to a series of the different promoters, and it's to try to persuade them that, you know, the Northwest works for concerts. My own view is that the August weekend for a concert in the Northwest, in Sligo, in Lissadell, is probably an ideal time because there's very little else happening. And as you know, with the Leonard Cohen concert, there was every hotel room for 40 miles around booked out. Every bed and breakfast was full. It brought in somewhere in the order over that weekend of about 35,000 people into the Northwest. There wasn't one single public order offence. The thing went brilliantly. But our problem is we're simply a venue provider. We've done huge work to make Lissadell really, I suppose, user-friendly from the point of view of a cost promoter. But it's to have somebody who has the imagination, who has the knowledge, who has the ability to come along and to stage a concert in Lissadell. They'll find us very easy to work with. They'll find us very willing to try to do business with them. But I think it is something that needs to be done to just keep tourism alive in Sligo and to keep things happening.
How large of a venue could Lissadell House be?
Well, if you take, for instance, I have a hill field, which is about 45 acres. That's the equivalent of Slane. I remember some years ago being there for the Rolling Stones in Slane. I was rather hopeful that Jim Aiken might not get his license in Croke Park, and then I might be able to say to him, why not do it in Sligo? But anyway, he has his license, and I'm sure the Stones will be brilliant there.
So you're looking at it being that big, as big as Slane?
It could be as big as Slane if needs be. Alternatively, we have at the house where it worked very well for a 12, 15,000 person, and then I have another area where I've created another 15 acres with one kind of event village area, one event centre, which could take in the order 20,000, 25,000 people. So I could cater either for a complete festival in three different areas, or all of which interlink, or alternatively you could have different events at different times. You know, it's a place that is crying out with a backdrop. And if you remember on the Leonard Cohen's backdrop, to one side you had the sea, you had Knocknaree, to the other side you had Ben Bulben, and we even had a rainbow, which God provided, not us.
Potentially, if you had a concert as big as you're talking, it would be massive for tourism in the Northwest.
Oh, it would be incredible tourism. My understanding is that the Leonard Cohen and Westlife concerts generate around 20 million in total sales throughout the Northwest that weekend, one weekend alone. And that was at a time when the economy was at a low. Could you imagine now you'd probably get more than that? But more importantly, the injection at that time for the local economy of that type of money coming in, I think everyone had a smile on their face. The music was brilliant, the weather was brilliant, but the occasion was just exceptional.
So would you be appealing for a concert promoter to get on board?
I think so, because we don't have the expertise or the ability to do that. All we can do is get the grounds right, get the ambience right, get the location right. But it's to have somebody who has the wherewithal, and even if they want to start small and build up, we're there to work with somebody to try and make things happen.